Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 77. Four things you have in common with millionaires. So before we get started, hopefully you got a chance to listen to last week's podcast. It was called Here's to the Overthinkers, all about overthinking and how it's not necessarily a bad thing. Also, the Friday Blitz was the best use of downtime. So if you're a new listener, please listen back to this. There has been some good ones. Well, I think they were good anyway. There has been some good ones in the past. So have a listen to the back catalogue, because this is episode 77 already. Where has the time gone and how has that come in so fast? So we've covered a lot of ground, and this one is new and totally different as well. But just before I start into this episode 77, at this stage, all the reviews are greatly appreciated. Any likes, any shares. If you like the podcast, please tell others about it. Don't keep it a secret to yourself. Please let others know. Any reviews especially on iTunes, or I think it's called Apple Podcasts now, or I think what iTunes or Apple Podcasts, whatever they're calling themselves. That's probably the most powerful one. Any kind of reviews you can leave on that. If you could just take 2 minutes, it absolutely helps the momentum of the podcast. And now that I've got up in the numbers of the episodes, it would be super to gather a little bit more momentum so that I can keep plowing forward, because I haven't run out of stuff, contrary to what I thought. Myself and what maybe others hoped, I actually haven't run out of material. So let's get straight into this one. Four things you have in common with millionaires. How do I know that you have them in common with millionaires? Because we all have them in common with people of a high net worth. So I said millionaires, could be multi-millionaires, could be deca-millionaires, could even be billionaires. These things are what we all have in common. So the first one is, the first thing that you have in common with millionaires is you want more money. So who doesn't want more money? It is a complete fallacy to think that someone who is worth €1 million or £1 million or $1 million or $1 million in assets or $1 million in stocks and shares, that they don't want more money. Of course they do. They just have a different benchmark to maybe the one that you have. It's crazy to think that someone who is worth 10 million doesn't want more money. Of course they want 11, or they want maybe not to accelerate from 10 to 11, but to accelerate from 10 to 100 million. Or they're chasing being a billionaire. And it's crazy to think that a billionaire doesn't want 2 billion. I used to think that like that in the past, but it's just simply not true. Because why when somebody becomes a billionaire, do they end up going for 2 billion, 3 billion? If they didn't want to, I'm sure they'd stop. Everybody wants more money. If you have zero in your account, or worse, if you have less than zero in your account, if you're on a minus number in your account, then you definitely want more money. If you're a zero in your account, you want more money. If your account is looking healthy enough, you want more money. Which brings us on to the next point. Number two, the second thing you have in common with millionaires is you have money worries. So maybe that was something that you didn't think a high net worth individual would have. But guess what? High net worth individuals, millionaires, multimillionaires, decamillionaires, billionaires have money worries. Now, how is that? Well, basically, they just worry about different amounts and different figures to the rest of us. And it works out like this. If you have a million, you're probably calculating, you've increased your lifestyle spending perhaps and your expenses, and you're probably calculating it's still not enough. So high net worth individuals still want more money. Not only that, but then there's the fear of losing what you have amassed or what you have. So there's a fear of, I don't know, the ECB is increased, or you know, your shares, your stocks and shares plummet, the real estate, your assets, your investments, take a massive plunge and suddenly you are impoverished again and you've lost everything and you have to start again. You know, the high net worth individuals do actually worry about that. So they worry that, you know, they still can't have and purchase everything they want. They might worry that the person, you know, next to them, their competition, their competitors are, you know, doing better than them. That's a worry that high net worth individuals can have. And also that they could lose everything that they've amassed and go back to square one. So that's always a worry. And believe it or not, the higher net worth individual and the higher net worth they have, sometimes the more pressure to not lose and not look stupid in major deals. Sometimes that pressure becomes, you know, way larger than somebody who's not as high worth and not as high net worth. Now, I can hear you listening to this thinking I don't have sympathy, and that's not what this is about. I'm not expecting you to have sympathy for the extremely rich, but it's just to prove that the extremely rich have money worries just the same. Not the same type of worries, money worries, but they have money worries just the same as people who are poor or have a lot less money or are middle class or whatever position you consider yourself to be in. I know that you have money worries and don't think that they're going to go away when you've amassed more money than you currently have now. So keep that in mind because it helps to prepare your future. Number three. So the third thing you have in common with millionaires is you are time poor. So there's one for you. We are all time poor. Everybody's time poor. We like to think that our time, we're the only ones that are time poor and everyone else seems to have more time, but it's simply not true. Everybody is time poor. So yes, if you have millions, maybe you can, you know, buy yourself a few luxuries that afford you a little bit more time, but you're going to end up spending that time in other ways. And if you're running an empire, I guarantee you that that's going to take up a huge amount of time. It's going to take up a huge amount of time trying to control all your investments, a huge amount of time trying to make sure that you don't lose the wealth that you've built up and that it's not squandered before the next generation. You will be time poor if you're a multimillionaire. You will be time poor if you are trying to become financially independent and financially secure. Time is something that we all, you know, struggle with. So again, it's a fallacy to think that, you know, when I'm rich, I will have loads of time. You may not. That's why if you ever read the biographies or you ever watch the documentaries, you'll see that people have a high net worth often work 60, 70, 80 hour weeks. Now, maybe when they get to extremely, extremely rich, they don't. But I would imagine that, you know, the people that are, you know, and running very large companies, the multi-billionaires of this world have very, very busy work weeks. So don't think that, you know, all your problems will be solved, all your time problems will be solved in the future when you have money, because, you know, you're always going to be time poor if you don't learn how to manage your time at whatever level you're at. That was number three. Right, number four, the last one. So the fourth thing you have in common with millionaires is life has hardships. So, you know, the way every day you have difficulties, you have struggles, there's negative things, there's negative people, there's rows with yourself, arguments, internal arguments with yourself, and there's just general hardships. Well, that never goes away. So when you ultimately make your millions and you ultimately increase your wealth to where you want it to be, it never gets to where you want it to be. And you will still always have hardships. Your hardships may be different. Maybe you'll have more first world problems than you currently have now. Maybe you'll have, you know, totally different problems, more problems relating to an abundance of money. But you're still going to have hardships. Everybody, that's inevitable, and there's no way to avoid hardships in life. So again, to design your life to think, to stave off happiness and to think that when I have a certain figure, number one, it'll be a figure that I'll be happy with and I'll settle with that, because that won't happen. You'll increase your lifestyle and increase your goals and you will want more. Number two, to think that if you have a certain figure, you won't have money worries anymore. Unless that figure is astronomical, you'll still have money worries. And even when it is astronomical, you'll still probably worry about losing it or losing the majority of it or being robbed or, you know, making bad decisions or your investments going south. Number three, the third fallacy is that you'll have loads of time when you have loads of money, because you won't have loads of time. You could even be busier than you are now. You just don't know. If you don't have your time management in place, and if it's not something you're actually currently visiting now, stay tuned for a future podcast on time management. But if it's not something that you're currently looking at now, you'll always be very time poor, no matter how much money you have, and possibly even more time poor than you currently are. And the fourth fallacy is that you won't have any hardships in your life when you have a certain amount. So you will, of course you'll have hardships. You can never erase them from you. You'll have different struggles, different frustrations and different self-doubt. That's just a part of being a human being. So once you manage your expectations, I think it makes it a hell of a lot easier to chase your wealth and not to have your happiness so attached to the achievement of your wealth. Right, let's do a quick recap. So the four things you have in common with millionaires. Number one, you want more money. Number two, you have money worries. Number three, you are time poor. Number four, life has hardships. So you have hardships in your life. So they're very important, as I said, to manage expectations so that you're not putting your happiness on pause or on hold till the day that in your mind you have amassed whatever figure you have in your mind. And once you have achieved that, then everything will be great and everything will be fine and you'll solve all of these four issues that we've talked about, because you know what? They'll never go away. So enjoy the journey. No matter what your goal is, no matter how hard you're striving, make sure you do enjoy the journey in the process. So thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.